Well, we pick up the Age newspaper today. The chief footy writer, Jake Knoll, an interview with the Hawks president, Jeff Kennett, essentially saying that, well, it's been an interesting secret that's been bubbling along for a while, Hawthorn's interest in having an NBL team. They're not the only club, but it was knocked on the head today, Jeff saying that there were governance issues as to why they wouldn't go into it at the moment. The CEO of the Hawthorn Footy Club has been good enough to jump on the phone in Justin Reeves. Justin, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Sam. How are you?
I'm well. What are the governance issues that Jeff talks about in the reasons that you haven't gone forward at this current stage with an NBL proposition?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things here, Sam. Really, the opportunity was presented to us late last year of whether we would have any interest in looking at the license in the NBL. And, you know, it's an attractive proposition to us for a number of reasons. You know, and one of those is around engaging with our fans, you know, mums, dads, boys, girls, the like. So we've been talking to the league and, you know, we've got a bit of a keen interest on it and we're working through it. Two things happened, really. The timelines, as you know, the next season, free agency starts in the next few weeks and things like that, probably got away from us a bit and we didn't want to rush into it because of what we would call governance issues, and that is the fact that we are a members-owned club. So we, you know, we pride ourselves on our good governance, and what that means is that we, at the moment, the NBL is a privately owned entity, and for us to go into it, we just want to work through that a bit more, what that looks like for us going into it to a privately owned entity, and work through that. We ran out of time. We haven't closed the door on it. We just ran out of time for this year, looking forward to next year.
So you haven't closed the door on it, Justin. When do you think that door could reopen? Because the way you're sounding at the moment is that, you know, you're quite upbeat and confident that, you know, it is an opportunity that the Hawks will get in the coming years.
Well, under the right circumstances and the right model, we would. It's an unusual relationship at the moment with the two structures. You know, the AFL clubs with an independent commission and all those sorts of things, and the NBL, which is in a very different structure. So we just need to really, you know, sort of dot our I's and cross our T's and the like to make sure that anything that we enter into on behalf of our members has absolute pure governance. And at this stage, there's just a few more things to work through. Not to say they can't be worked through. They just haven't been to this point.
Last one on it, Justin, before we talk some footy with you. It has got great appeal, doesn't it, to have a club that not only dominates headlines for 6 months of the year in footy season, but then members of the footy club can turn to the NBL season and, you know, it's, as the Hawks always say, they're a family club. This would instill that ethos even further.
Absolutely. The seasons line up perfectly. You know, this doesn't go into competition with our season. And this does. You know, we are the family club and we have an interest in satisfying and engaging with all of our members. And as I said sort of before, there's mums and dads and boys and girls. We actually think it's a great sport. And, you know, it's not our core business. That is and will always be football. But if it's another offering that we can provide some entertainment and closer engagement with our members, we'd be really happy to look at that.
Easter Monday, cannot wait for it. The Hawks and the Cats. It's the Reeves Cup, Justin.
I must admit, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be the first time I catch up with, you know, everybody as a group since I left there late last year. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a great day for everyone.
Tagging has been a hot topic involving one of your players in Tom Mitchell, 54 touches, if you don't mind, against the Pies. Justin, there's a new number four rolling around for the Cats. I'm not sure if you've seen him play or not, but he might need some close attention as well on Monday.
Yeah. One of the things that I do is look at these sorts of things, so Alistair can look at the on-field. I'm sure that if I went into Alistair's office and told him my thoughts on tagging and Ablett and all the other players that... he would probably look at me as if I was, out of line.
He does.
I wouldn't do that. And,
He does sound and look reinvigorated, Clarko. Justin, is that a fair call? I know you haven't worked for him for as long, but certainly externally looking in, he does look rejuvenated, which is great for Hawthorn fans and great for footy.
Yeah, well, I can't comment on years past because I wasn't there. But what I've seen of Alistair since I joined the club and the discussions I have with him, you know, often, that he is absolutely switched on and ready to go. And I've never seen someone, you know, sort of that embraces the club and everybody in the club and where we're going as a team like I have seen with Alistair this year. So I couldn't be more than impressed.
Strong words, Justin. Before we let you go, a serious one. Have the Hawks made their nominations for who they would like to see on this new super panel?
We're finalising that at the moment. It's a bit of an unknown.
Clarko's got to be top of the list, surely, Justin.
It depends. I actually haven't spoken to Alistair personally about that at the moment. I'm working through with Graham Wright, our general manager of football.
Yep.
And we'll probably put forward a couple of names of people within our club that we think could provide value, but I'm not sure the size or how many there's going to be, but we'll certainly throw a couple of names in there.
Do you want to give us a little hint as we let you go? Any names you'd like to drop?
No, probably not at this stage, because we haven't finalised. I'd love to, but in all honesty, we haven't finalised. We'll do that tomorrow, and we'll send something through by Wednesday, which I think is the cut-off date.
Justin, appreciate your time. Good luck with the Reeves Cup on Monday.
Thanks, Sam. Good to talk to you.